Well, we're all now very aware, of course, of the impact of diseases caused by microorganisms. We are, after all, living through a pandemic and have put up with coronavirus for the last 12 months. But it isn't just viruses that can cause disease. Don't forget the impact of parasites. They're very big business too. And in particular, African sleeping sickness, which is called trypanosomiasis and is spread by tsetse flies, kills thousands. But this week, scientists have shown there's a drug called nitisinone, which is already used in humans for one particular rare genetic disease. But it turns out that this is kryptonite, for want of a better phrase, for tsetse flies and potentially also other blood-sucking insects as well. And Martin Kashara heard how this works from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine's Alvaro Acosta Serrano.
Tsetse flies, who are responsible for transmitting a deadly disease in Africa known as African trypanosomiasis, and need to digest blood quickly coming from the blood meal that they take from humans or animals. They need to metabolize quickly some of these blood components. One of those is known as tyrosine. Tyrosine is an amino acid. We knew that when we block that, the flies die. So by using a specific drug, nitisinone, which is the drug that is currently used to treat a rare human disease, and when tsetse flies are exposed to that drug, they quickly die.
How did you find out the drug that you've used in your study actually kills the tsetse flies?
My collaborator in this work, Dr. Marcus Sterkel, he discovered that degradation of tyrosine for other blood-feeding insects is also lethal, is fatal for the insects if we block it. So he proposed to study this in tsetse, because tsetse has a very fast rate of blood digestion. And the faster it is, the likely is this drug will act better. And in fact, within few hours that the fly is exposed in the presence of blood, for example, definitely they get killed by the action of this drug.
So does killing these flies actually stop people getting the disease?
Absolutely. The best we can do is to reduce the populations of flies that will be close to some urban and more rural areas. So in terms of controlling the diseases, in this case, tsetse flies transmit, this kind of strategy that we are suggesting would be one way to control transmission in parallel with a continued supplying drug treatments and using other ways to control tsetse fly population.
So could this drug work in other blood-sucking things?
This drug worked literally for any blood feeder insect that transmits a disease in wild places. One of those diseases that we are actually working on is on mosquitoes, anopheline mosquitoes that transmit malaria in Africa. And we got very exciting preliminary data suggesting that we could potentially use this drug in different ways to control mosquito populations.
So how would you see this drug working actually in the real world?
Well, there's a long way to go now, and we need to really do the field test. Depending how we use this for animals or for humans in perhaps an outbreak situation, we can say this could help in partnership with other strategies to control what is called vector-borne diseases.
Is the drug expensive if it's going to be used in countries where money could be tight?
The drug is a little bit priced at the moment because it's only used to treat these rare genetic diseases. But also, there are thousands of compounds working in a similar way. So the idea is to screen for novel compounds, which would be cheaper. So I think there is great potential to exploit these compounds depending on the biology and depending on the kind of insects that we try to control.
Fascinating and potentially really important stuff coming out there. And you can read more about this new way to use an old drug to control disease in PLOS Biology.